This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour on this, the immovable DJV program. We're here to stay. Jennifer Horn is part of the We, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I've been around so long as nobody even trying to move me anymore. I changed, though. I think over the years I have changed a lot. Even under the influence of certainly when Jennifer came on board, which was, what, 13, 14, 15? How many years ago?
Happy anniversary. Like, 13 years ago.
Okay. Victoria's been here for 3 years, 4 years, 4 years.
Three and a half.
Three and a half years. Okay. Kara's been here, I think, longer than you have.
Five?
In fact, yeah.
Yeah.
Kara,
boy,
five?
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah.
Wow.
5 years. Wow. And she's still a whippersnapper, young as she is. But we've all, seriously, we all change under the influence of other people that we care about. And that's the thing. There are some people that you don't care about, you pay no attention to, and they don't move you at all. I don't think any of us are immovable, really. I think we all are subject to the input, influence of people that we care about, that we like. And if you spend time listening here, I think you'll find that we are a very, of all the radio programs that are on, never mind this time of day, but any time of day, we are probably the most flexible. And because we all need to be flexible, I think we all need to change with the times. Look at me. I haven't made any reference to anything that was 40 years old for at least, what, a half an hour now? I'm trying. Change. So let's move ourselves around into a position so we can find out from Jennifer what the latest is on Alex Trebek. What do we know with the story here?
A little bit of good news, I think, to start off, because not necessarily for the health of Alex Trebek, he's still struggling, but a teen who won, and we give teens, you know, we always are after the young people for being out of touch, but a teen who won the Jeopardy teen tournament earlier this year has decided to donate a portion of his winnings to cancer research in honor of Alex Trebek.
Isn't that nice?
His name is Avi Gupta, and he wrote a check for $10,314 to the Oregon Health and Science University's Knight Cancer Institute on Monday, according to reports. He said, "This is in honor of Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, a man who's been a role model for me my whole life. I hope it makes a difference." He won a $100,000 grand prize on Jeopardy. He's just 18 years old, and the episode that he won this on, he won back in the beginning of the year, but the episode aired in June. He's now a freshman studying at Columbia University. The $10,314 that he donated, it was a constant with pi, which is why he chose that number, because he's obviously a nerd and much smarter than all of us.
And 2 points. So what is it, 2.147?
It's 3.1.
No, 3.1.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. So $10,314, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I just thought it's a good story of someone young who didn't have to. He could have kept all of that money. He's going to college. He probably wants to pay that all down. But he took at least, you know, a piece of his winnings and paid tribute to someone who was important to him his whole life, Alex Trebek. And I think there are a lot of us who can say, as silly as it may seem, that it's a game show host that somehow has an impact on our life. Think about the constants in your life. And for me, it's always been Vin Scully and the Dodgers, and that was heartbreaking when he retired. For a lot of people, it's Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek, and people grew up with them. They're always in their home every single night. And
what about me?
I think it's a nice thing to do.
Every morning. Why can't you?
Absolutely,
can't
that's true. You're a consistent. You're a constant force. Absolutely,
I am right. Constant force for good. So, as a result of me being scouring the world for important information to pass along to you and making me the good guy, I have found this is the first announcement. This is the first list. We are now officially in the Christmas. We got all these Christmas radio stations about 15-20 stations converted this week to playing Christmas music around the country. So I have come up with a first list of gift ideas that are on people's minds, according to research that was done by somebody. I'm not sure who it was. But anyway, here we go. Number one, you ready?
Ready.
The one thing that more adults have said they would like to do than anything else is to have auditing classes, adult audit courses. And what thought made me think about this, Megan and I were talking about this the other day. She's a prof at UCLA.
Who said that?
And we were talking about the number of people who come in that are older. She specifically said, Dad, people your age. And I said, okay, you got anybody younger? Apparently there are a lot of women and some men who are auditing courses. They pay a fee and they go in, and there are a lot of people that are covering. There are some people do it online, some people actually do it in the classroom. But apparently this is a big deal. You don't think so? No, I just heard some noise in the peanut gallery there. Who did you say, Jennifer, who said that? Is that what you said?
Well, you said the most popular thing that people want this year is to audit a class.
That's what I'm looking at here. Well, but these are ideas. A 20-piece cookware set. Also, I'm talking about adults. What do adults want for Christmas? The space saver for small kitchens. A 21-in-1 screwdriver. That sounds heavy. Mm-hmm. An HD security camera. These are all in the minds of people who are looking for, these are adults with ideas that they're passing along to people. What do you want for Christmas, Dad?
Not on the minds of anybody I know.
Sleek wireless earbuds.
The new Apple AirPods, the new ones, the noise canceling one. They're probably going to be one of the hottest gifts this year. Yeah.
A tool to shield your fingers from sharp knives. I should get one of those.
Oh, boy.
Foldable bag for travel. I don't know why we need that.
A foldable bag?
Yeah.
Most bags are foldable, aren't they?
Well, this is sort of a foldable.
I think you mean like a reusable bag, maybe,
yes,
right?
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, right. Hmm. Okay, let's see what else is on here. Am I exciting you yet or not? Nobody?
Oh, those kitchen. You have me a kitchen knives. I'm good to go.
Not right. Even kitchen knives.
An app to stop pesky robocalls. I'd like that. How do we get
that?
How's
that a gift? That's a necessity.
Oh. I'm just telling you what's on the list. All right, so nobody likes this bit.
I will give you, you know what, I can save you, actually, with the news story.
Can
you? Are you ready?
Right. Yeah, let's save me, please.
UPS expects how many return packages to be mailed on January the 2nd of this year?
258,000.
Say it, 2,049,000.
Really?
427.
Victor, you say a million? I'll go with 3 million.
UPS expects 1.9 million package returns in a single
day. I said 2 million, so I'm closest. I win.
You're pretty good. Yeah,
you win. The Price is Right
there. Is the day where they expect all of those packages to hit the mail.
Okay, so here we are. This is your Christmas talk station.
At least more informative.
What do you mean?
Than a foldable bag and auditing a class?
Wow.
Take it, you know what? I got you all a gift. I took you off the call registry.
Right.
The entertainment story of the day, or the week maybe, is Jamie Lee Curtis admitting that she did cocaine with her father, Tony Curtis. Is that surprising? I mean, she always comes across to me as being a sweet.
Well, she's been pretty vocal about being sober for, I don't know, 30 years or something. So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. I think Tony Curtis is more surprising. He was
Tony Curtis doing cocaine? Nah.
Yeah. I don't know about him.
I don't know anything about him, so I don't know.
Well, and I'm your expert. People come to me to find out about all the dead actors and actresses that used to be around. I'm your authority on them. And I can tell you that also, beside Tony Curtis, Dean Martin was a drinker. I can give you that headline.
I got that.
Didn't he do that every time he was on stage, though?
Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't he always have a glass of whiskey or something?
Right, exactly. Well, look at all the information we're passing along here. Real life, real conversation. That's the DJV program at 15 past the hour. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces these cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 at the hour on the DJV program. Some international news of note. Our country and China are rolling back some of the tariffs to make a partial trade deal happen soon. The Chinese president will not agree to sign the partial deal before the U.S. rolls back some of its tariffs on Chinese imports. $360 billion worth, as a matter of fact. A couple of sets of U.S. tariffs. China wants the Trump administration to cut a 15% tax it placed on $110 billion in Chinese goods a couple of months ago. Then the Chinese asked the U.S. to decrease the 25% tariff that went into effect. So what is the good of all of this stuff? They put them on and they take them off. They put them on. Mm-hmm. Does he get them to the negotiating table?
Negotiating tools, yeah.
Get I a guess better
that's the,
deal?
That's the theory.
No. I don't. It's really kind of unclear what it is that we're, what's going to come out of all of this except confusion. As far as that's concerned.
There's already a lot of damage done.
I was talking about this thing on PBS last night. There is way too much Chinese influence and interference in what goes on in our country because of them selling those damn cheap burner phones, the Huawei's. They're a menace. And yet everybody wants a cheap burner phone, and they're the only ones who make them. And they're using them like you wouldn't believe to sit a carol. So what do they need to know what you're having for lunch for? Why do they care about that? And, you know, I guess they sell the information to people. It just seems crazy.
Yeah, I mean, as normal human beings, it doesn't seem like what use would we have for that private information about other people. But when you have advertisers and these other companies and people who have not such great intentions, they can use a lot of your personal information to, I don't know, find out even more about you or make money off of you. I don't know exactly what they do with it.
I don't either.
I can't imagine it's great.
Trump says we got to go to war against the Mexican drug cartels. They're monsters. Really, this news. A lot of violence in Mexico. We talked about that. Somebody got killed up over the weekend, wasn't there?
Not somebody. Like an entire family. Like at least 11 people, or 9 people, six of them were kids, and these women were ambushed. Right. They're part of a sex cult in the Mormon
Church,
by the
way. But they are monsters. We know that. 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Oh, she lived up on the mountain, 11 miles or so from town, with a one-eyed cat named Wink, a billy goat, and a blue tick hound. Her graying hair was braided and wrapped around her head.
Your voice sounds the same, kind of like mine. When you get old, your voice stays the same, Dolly. You don't think Dolly's voice sounds the same as it always has? Yeah.
Great.
Dolly Parton here at 24 after the hour on the DJB program. Each hour we have devoted several minutes to important musical stories of the day, and this one is important. Dolly is ready to share the origin, the original stories behind 8 of her seminal songs in her new Netflix series, Heartstrings, which premieres on the 22nd of this month. It's an anthology series. It'll take on hour-long love stories, family dramas, revenge comedies, westerns, inspirational tales to dissect 8 of Parton's hits. These Old Bones, If I Had Wings, J.J. Sneed, Jolene. I'd like to hear the story of Jolene, actually. Let's see. Cracker Jack, Sugar Hill, Down from Denver, and Two Doors Down, also double as the title of the episodes. Both new and classic music from Dolly will score each standalone episode, which will feature an all-star cast comprised of Kathleen Turner, Gelta Burke, Gerald McRaney, Jennifer Goodwin, Kimberly Williams-Paisley, Timothy Busfield, Melissa Leo, and Julianne Hough as Jolene. So these are going to be actresses that play the part of the people who are the focal point of the song. Is that really kind of...
Yeah, they kind of like take that. The song and, like, write a story around it or expand on the story, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Interesting list of actors and actresses here. Parton appears in 3 of the episodes of Heartstrings, including Jolene, in which he plays the character Babe. She also acts as one of the show's executive producers. No surprise there. So the latest from Dolly and the Netflix show. So this is, again, like I was talking about earlier, they do 10 or 12 of these shows and put them up and see who watches them. Sometimes they're all downloadable at the same time. And then some of them, like City on a Hill, aired every week, new episodes, and then they put them all there together so you can watch the whole thing at once on Showtime. So anyway, this is Netflix. How many of these... Is Showtime, is Netflix, is Hulu, is Amazon, is CBS, whatever they call theirs. How many more?
And there's
are there?
The new Peacock. That's the NBC one.
NBC
yep.
All over the place. What content? Imagine how hard it is to get actors to fill in all these roles. It's a bonanza for Hollywood, that's for sure. Next up, musically, Brett Young announcing that he'll embark on the Chapters Tour next year, touring through nearly 30 cities here in our country, and up in Canada as well, starting in Knoxville there at the Civic Auditorium January 30th. Matt Ferranti going to join the tour as special guest. Who's Matt Ferranti? I don't know anybody. What do we know about him?
I don't know.
Anybody? Okay. I don't know anybody else. Sorry. He says, quote, it must be. I'm so excited about the Chapters Tour for a lot of reasons. Young continued, being in a position to continue to headline even bigger shows is an honor and humbling. And I can't wait to show our fans what we've been working on for them. But they're definitely in for some surprises. Young already has impressive live feats under his belt. Earlier in the year, he sold out 3 back-to-back shows in L.A. at the Novo, making him the first country artist to do so. What's the Novo? Why do I not know that place, Jennifer?
It might be that hotel that is now starting to do concerts in Hollywood. They've had several. Sheryl Crow was there. I haven't been. I haven't been yet, but it's pretty new.
I don't know. In Hollywood, is that the Orlando is the place I like to stay when I'm there.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's a good hotel.
Yeah, the Novo. Oh, the Novo is actually at LA Live. I have been there. They changed the name. The Novo is actually next to LA Live in by Staples Center.
Yeah, downtown. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, well, Victoria will get upset with us if we talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's state house, as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. And this is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now on the DJV program, I want to go through a list with the ladies of endorsements, politicians who are endorsed by celebrities, if that makes a difference. But first, there seems to be a Christmas mode or mood among us. So Victoria Keelan, who's here with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen, is going to take it away. All right. You're going to sing some Christmas songs along with this.
Well, if Kara wants to play some Christmas music, fine.
No. I want to sing some Christmas songs. Why?
No. What's wrong? Because I'm not going to be talking anymore.
Yeah. Okay. That too.
That's really. Okay. All right, what do we have?
Well, so the first holiday story we have is American Girl dolls. Of course, they are incredibly popular with young girls around the world, especially in this country, they all have different occupations and things. It's been around forever now. Girls love them. So every year they do a holiday doll, not unlike some of the other special edition Barbies. But this girl, this American Girl doll, is $5,000 this year. So I'm not sure what parent is going to get sucked into buying this for their kid, but they right now they only have three available for sale. And then one of them will be, each one will be displayed at the American Girl flagship stores. There's one in New York, L.A., and Chicago. Now, the reason that she is so expensive this year is because she is decked out with more than 5,000 Swarovski crystals and beads. And so the they say that it's 130 pounds of crystal stardust. That's what they actually have used.
Can you guys get this for me? I want it.
Wait, how big is this? Is this the same size as a normal American Girl doll?
No, I think it's bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they have them on display, and they said that you know that there will be lines around the store, which there always are at Christmas time, but they're going to have it set up so that girls can go in and take a selfie with the Christmas holiday doll.
I was
going to
say, I don't think any 5-year-old girls are going to be picking up a 130-pound doll and playing with her.
So, American Girl doll, they say, will make a less expensive version of it. It's a more budget-friendly and appealing, sparkly holiday dress, and that will only cost $36. And that can be worn by any American Girl doll. So that's just the dress, not the actual doll. So parents might get a little bit of reprieve for that. And then in other holiday fun news for kids, for a lot of families, Elf on the Shelf is a holiday tradition. And so those elves, in case you don't know what that is, those are elves that get moved around. Miles is probably around the age now that Megan might have Elf on the Shelf for him.
Yeah.
They're these cute little elves, and parents come up with all kinds of, you know, if you're super creative, then you come up with scenarios of the elves getting into trouble at night, but they only move when the kids are asleep, and the reason that they live in the house for the holiday season is because they are spies for Santa, so they have to make sure that the kids are well-behaving, and so that they don't get put on the naughty list. Now, this fall, Kellogg's is actually rolling out a cereal inspired by Elf on the Shelf, and it actually, even though I'm not a sugar cereal person, it sounds delicious. It is red and green. It has red and green star pieces with marshmallows and, wait for it, Jen, edible glitter.
Oh.
And here's the best part. The flavor is a sugar cookie. So a sugar cookie with sprinkles and glitter on it, that's the flavor of the cereal, which is pretty awesome.
Something else to put the kids bouncing off the walls in the room.
Exactly. So, yeah. So I'm sure that this is definitely going to sell out. It's going to be for sale in certain grocery stores as well as Elf on the Shelf's website. And, yum, it sounds really, really good.
Miles has become
go wrong?
Fascinated with the space program. He's now got a NASA t-shirt. And last night when he called to wish me a happy birthday, he had it on the other day. And so I bought him a book about space travel that I'm going to bring out next week so we can read it. He loves to read, and he's now at the point where he knows words and he can read, but he doesn't want to tell anybody. Megan has seen him in his room going through books and reading the stories, but he just, for whatever the reason, doesn't want to. I wonder if that's typical of somebody that age learning how to read. They don't want everybody to know they can read.
Yeah, we want someone to read for us. Hello.
Yeah, right. I remember reading to my kids until last year for Megan. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Until last year.
Whose endorsement is important? I guess it depends on whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I've been looking at some lists as to who's voting for whom, and I thought it was interesting. Kevin Bacon and Michael J. Fox have contributed handily to the campaign of Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. But I thought you could only give like 1,500 or 2,000 at the most.
Well, they can arrange parties. Right. They can put parties together
and donate.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what do you think they would find? And then if there are others that you know of, what do you suppose Michael J. Fox and Kevin Bacon find in Buttigieg? Him.
Yeah, yes. Mayor Pete has a lot of, I don't want to say celebrity endorsements, but he has I actually kind of sort of found out more about him through people that I follow on Instagram.
Really?
So he definitely seems, I mean, Bernie's got a fair share of celebrity endorsements, and I think Elizabeth Warren, I don't know who she has, but I'm sure she has a few. Didn't she have Ariana Grande? Somebody that you wouldn't think of. But
Loretta Lynn is big
a lot.
Loretta Lynn is big for Donald Trump. I think that's an interesting
And that's really where I take my endorsements from. So,
really?
If you're talking about the power. Okay, so politically, I would say for Republicans, obviously Donald Trump has the most clout behind him for Republican politicians for endorsements. And it has to be Obama. Whoever Obama says, I think that carries a lot of clout for Democrats. That's my guess.
So is it surprising he hasn't come out for his Vice President Joe Biden yet?
Yeah, that's what everybody's talking about. And Joe's like, oh, no, I don't really want him to.
No, but they've talked about that, though. I don't think you're going to see Barack Obama out doing anything until the last minute. I think at the last minute, because right now...
Especially if his wife runs.
No, she's not going to run.
Is that he thinks that Joe shouldn't be running right now. And,
he does? Why?
Because
he told Joe that.
Yeah, his time has passed.
Well, he didn't say that. I guess he told Joe that he didn't have to do this, which is sort of a nice way of saying, Joe, you know, this is not the right
move. Yeah, but he's leading the pack, and who else is going to win? He has a chance of winning. Nobody else does.
It's my instinct here that if Joe Biden wasn't messing around with the race right now, that Obama would be all over Mayor Pete. All over him. Because Mayor Pete is a mini Obama. Mayor Pete goes out there and he says a lot of stuff that sounds really nice and flowery and beautiful, and he's a very good speaker. And then you listen to it and you go, he's really far to the left, even though it doesn't appear that way. And that was exactly the same thing Obama did. He even has the same tone to his voice when he speaks to people. He's mini Obama if you watch Mayor Pete in his style when he's out on the campaign trail.
Yeah. All right, well, this is an interesting thing to contemplate. A lot of things contemplative in our podcast at djvshow.com. Still the focus on wildfires. That's a thing that Jennifer, we can talk about that until the cows come home or until the fires go out. A lot of things that we were talking about, Obama, the current podcast has the president speaking on the dangers of social media. And that's pretty, there's nothing. I think that that's a good place for the warning to come from. I think he does have credibility, as we were just saying. All kinds of things. Follow our social media, facebook.com/DJV Show, or go to DJVshow.com for the podcasts. And the listen button is there. You can listen 24 hours a day to the whole program if you'd like to. But the podcast brings us back. The live stream every day is just for the day. Podcasts go back some. So check them all out at DJVshow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Doreen Marshall, who is Vice President of Programs at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. There is not a day that goes by on this program, Dr. Marshall, that we do not talk about the mental health aspect of suicides. 47,000 plus people a year in our country alone. It's the 10th leading cause of death. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and that's one of the people, one of the groups. We all know soldiers and that sort of thing, but a lot of people don't realize how many farmers are committing suicide because of the changes in what's going on the American family farm. So I guess the idea here with your American Foundation is to focus on Suicide Loss Day, which is later in the month on the 23rd of November. How do we do this? How do we get people not to do what they seem to find the only way out?
That's a great question, and I think we start by just being aware that there are people around us who are struggling, and that it's really important to just have open conversations about mental health, to check in with people, ask them how they're doing, and not be afraid to ask directly if they're having thoughts of suicide.
But that's a task in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And people don't like to talk about their feelings. Americans do not talk about their feelings in the main, especially men, and there are more men that are committing suicide, although if I'm to believe the numbers, you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong. More and more women are committing suicide as well, but it's mostly men. Is that right?
Well, the numbers are on the increase, but yes, it is mostly men that die by suicide. And I think it's just important that we model having those conversations. You know, people do not know how to talk about mental health. So by just being open and saying, hey, you know, I'm having a hard day, but I went and talked to a therapist because I was struggling with a problem, you know, those sorts of conversations can really start allowing people the or giving people permission to open up about their mental health.
One of the things that has happened, and I brought up farming, I have a farm in Massachusetts, and one of my friends who's a farmer had two sons. Actually, one was his son and one was his nephew, who were very, very close. They were kids in their 30s, and they were trying to continue the tradition of the family farm, but they were having trouble. They were having other troubles in their lives, for sure. But you know, one day last summer, one of the boys, who's 33, committed suicide, and about a month later, the other one, who was so close to him, felt the loss and said, you know what, I can't live without this guy, my cousin. I loved him. I'm going to do the same thing. He did. And that was, you know, they didn't see a way out of the situation in the family farm. And so they shared their experience. And one wonders how often that happens, Dr. Marshall.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, suicide is complicated. And we know that there's, you know, it's mental health, but it's also physical health. It's situations, lots of things that come together in a bit of a perfect storm for somebody who's already had some vulnerabilities. So I think you're right. I think it's hard, and obviously that situation that you described is incredibly tragic. But what we do want people to know is that there is help and hope out there, particularly if you are struggling with a suicide loss. We have a day coming up, as you mentioned, that's focused on helping people who have experienced a suicide loss cope and know they're not alone.
So are these events taking place pretty much in every state? In communities all over the country, how does one find, there's a website, AFSP, but is there an easier way? What's the easiest way to make it to some event for that day?
The easiest way is to go to afsp.org/survivorday and find an event near you. We have events in all 50 states, and these are events where people can find healing and support. And be with other people who have experienced suicide loss.
You know, there's another aspect of this. I think bringing in the personal experiences sometimes helps to have people understand how this sort of thing rears its ugly head. My mother, in a sense, committed suicide, although it wasn't fast. It was slow. She drank herself to death because she didn't want to be in the situation she was in, and she couldn't figure out how to get out of it. But there was absolutely no question in my mind that she committed suicide. And, you know, I look at the things, the expectations young women had back in the 30s and 40s and, you know, what came about as a result of her not having her dream life. I guess that happens with people. They have expectations and then they don't live up to them, so they don't know how to change their course. They don't want to disappoint their families or whatever, so they just end it. Right? Those things happen.
Well, yeah, and I think, like I said, it's complicated, but what I would say is that, you know, it's most often connected to a person struggling with their mental health and not getting treatment. So somebody who's depressed but also maybe in a life situation that they're struggling with or, you know, have other things going on for them, you know, and that's why it's so important that we connect people to help.
All right. Well, let's connect people again. The website is afsp.org/Survivor Day, which is November 23rd. Thank you, Dr. Doreen Marshall from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I was born to be a service. Camp Lejeune just felt like home. I had honor, I found purpose. So yes, sir, that's what I know.
For our next time, he's joined us here on the DJV program. He's the host of the Pet Show. Check out the show at petshow.com or on any of the hundreds of stations that carries the show every weekend. This is a song, Warren, called Unbroken by John Bon Jovi. The purpose of the release of this song is that it's supposed to be a part of a documentary. The documentary is called To Be of Service. Charts the life-changing impact of a service dog on the lives of a military veteran who has post-traumatic stress disorder. This is a variation on this theme. Lots of different ways we can be focused on these dogs that are of service, but I thought you'd like, this is benefiting the, all the proceeds for the next 12 months from people downloading this or seeing the Netflix thing on Veterans Day will be benefiting the Patriotic Service Dog Foundation. So you've worked with them, I think, haven't you, or something?
Yeah, not them specifically. I've worked with, you know, For Veterans Sake, another organization that travels around the country taking dogs and in some cases cats out of shelters and uh-huh. working with veterans that suffer with PTSD. Amazing, amazing change. I don't know if anyone has had the opportunity of working with a veteran that does have PTSD and watching the changes in his whole emotional life change with the adoption of a dog trained for PTSD. It's like it's like they were reborn at that point. It's like they had nothing to live for, and all of a sudden, their entire life changed. They become nurturing, and just amazing to see the frown go to a smile, all based on a new four-legged companion.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Speaking of things that are connected to the dog, you are connected to your dog. Warren has some information about why it is that your dog loves you.
Yeah, I was reading this morning. I was working on my show, and I just came across this. Your dog's favorite smell in the whole world is you, and the more of you body odor is on something, the better. We were talking about it and joking. That's why so many people are embarrassed, because the dog brings out their, carries out their underwear or wears a shirt that's been covered with the scent. You know, a lot of people know that my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary bombs and drugs. So when it comes to a dog's olfactory, I'm very familiar with that. And what people don't realize is we may smell, for example, we may smell something cooking in the kitchen, but the dog smells every individual ingredient in that. So when they have something that has our scent on it, our strongest scent on it, and it's usually from, I hate to say this, the crotch area or the foot area, and sometimes the head area, our dogs just feel comfort. It's a comfort feeling for them, because their sense of smell is equivalent to what we use our eyes for. We see it and feel comfortable. A dog smells it and feels comfortable.
There you go. Here's something. We spend all our time on dogs. People complain. The cat lovers complain we don't talk about cats enough. So here is some research that shows the vibrations of a purring cat beneficial to the owner's well-being. This was done in San Diego at the Center for Neuroacoustic Research. So have you heard this crucial? How it is that this little purr, I don't know if that's what the cat sounds like, but anyway.
I hope not, because that's not calming me down at all.
Okay. do you have any, I think the dogs, I find Daisy, and I always found Charlotte, to be very calming on me. But this is supposed to be a real focus of the cat. The cat purrs. Well, how often, do you have any stats on how much time during the day the cat spends purring? Is that
there's no stats that I have on it, but it's interesting to note that some cats never purr. Some cats purr, some cats never purr at all. And in terms of exactly how they purr, that's been going on for years, the argument. But, you know, speaking about cats, it's interesting that a lot of people don't realize how their personality or their emotions at any given moment have an incredible impact on their cat's behavior. People that are depressed or people that are upset or people that are arguing, the behavioral aspect of the cat. You know, having trained over 40,000 animals in my career, it's important for me to remember back and look back and say, you know, I remember this cat, and the cat reacted this way because now I'm working with a cat that has a similar behavior. And so many of the behaviors that cats have, and people just assume cats are cats, they don't learn from us, they don't follow us. Cats are such incredibly sensitive animals that they pick up on everything, even more so than dogs, I believe, in the house.
Well, I think dogs, I find, because I've got Daisy May from puppy mill, and she was mistreated horribly there. And so each time if I'm on the phone with somebody and I raise my voice, she's usually sitting right beside me, and she'll look at me, and I can tell she's scared. She gets her emotions. And I think you have to be careful around the dog to make sure the dog doesn't think you're scolding him or her, right, when you raise your voice talking to somebody else.
Always be gentle. Voice and hands. Always be gentle.
Gentle, gentle. All right, the gentle giant from the pet world, Warren Eckstein. His website is thepetshow.com. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.